KC, Sparky Pfeiffer. 55 past the hour, time for another Milwaukee sports update. Don't forget, make sure to get that strawberry frosty today. Before you know it, summer will be done and that strawberry frosty will be gone at Wendy's. So you want to make sure to go get that strawberry frosty today at Wendy's. Joining us now is our guy Tim Dillard from Valley Sports Wisconsin, Milwaukee Brewers analyst. And of course, he is presented to you each and every week by our fine folks over at Fourth Base Restaurant. CJ and the crew reminding everybody, hey, you know, even while State Fair is going on, they're going to be open. Stop over, have some great, delicious food, and get away from some of that deep-fried food maybe that you get over at the fair and have a nice, real nice meal over at Fourth Base Restaurant. Tim, let's start off with the Brewers. Obviously, a very frustrating last game against the Nationals. You have runners on, and then the meat of your order strikes out back-to-back-to-back. And then, obviously, the physical errors that occur there in the bottom of the ninth inning for the Nationals to win it. I can only imagine what it's like to be a player in a game like that.
Well, just heartbreaking. You know, it is. You have so much built up. You have so much expectations. You're looking forward to, you know, getting a series. Everything's set in place, and then it just doesn't go your way. And they need to find ways to get scrappier, I think, and because what they're doing is they're not putting teams away and letting them stick around. And I just feel bad for the pitching staff at times because they have no room for error, no breathability whatsoever, because every game is super close. And so, but this is kind of the way the team's built right now. And every run matters, and every defensive play matters. And that can be a stressful place, but the team is going to be fine. You know, this is one of those things that it's unfortunate. If you go around baseball, probably every team has lost a heartbreaker like that. Just not, executing. But at the same time, you recognize the problems and you move forward. So, but one thing about baseball, you don't get to where you're at with a long-term memory. It just, games like this, you turn the page as quick as possible. Baseball players are really good at it.
With this offense and the way it's looked all year, and you add Santana and you add Marcana as well to this offense to try to help get it going, and you look at, the Cubs, who are in hot pursuit of the Brewers and the Reds, and they just absolutely obliterated the Reds the last two games they've faced them, and they've put up more runs than anybody, I believe, in the month of July, and they're on fire. This Brewers offense, the way it is right now, is that unrealistic to think that this team can catch fire in a similar way?
I think the whole season comes down to how can we get the best lineup out there to score the most runs? And that's why you have the trade deadline, and then you move forward with all of that. But for me personally, I think that's what it is. They're shaping it in such a way where this is our best thing. They didn't put Contreras in the two-hole till like a month and a half ago, and he's just caught fire. So, you know, that probably should have been done before that. They've experimented where they're going to put Willy Adames. Adames has been experimenting with, a different approach at the plate. He has looked better. He's 0-for-4 yesterday, but his at-bats look better. And they're trying to figure out, who plays where, who does what. Well, Monasterio has been fantastic over there at third base. Now, didn't execute on a play, but he's been hitting the ball. So they're trying to put it all together, and you start adding new pieces, figure out where people at, bat. And I think they're getting there. But listen, on the road trip, they scored what was the final? I should have known, 30 runs, I think, in six games.
Yeah.
It's not too shabby. 29, maybe. Either way, they're scoring some runs. They just need to put it all together. And that's why you have such a long season. Because they are. They're starting to put it together, and they need to do it at the right time, and this is it.
You bring up Monasterio, and he has played really well. Are you surprised Craig hasn't moved him up in the lineup to maybe be up in that top three or top four by this point?
I mean, a little bit at times. One game I know, I think it was on the road trip, I can't remember which one, but it was like 4, 5, and 6, the middle of the order did everything. Like, had every hit, had every walk, scored every run. And then the other day, it was kind of the same thing, but it was 7, 8, 9. But either way, the common factor here was Monasterio. The guy gets on base, he puts up good at bats, and he's not trying to hit the ball as hard as he can out of the ballpark. He's trying to hit the ball where no one's standing. And that's tough for a pitcher to, when you have a guy that's willing to go out of the zone, just like Contreras. Contreras will go out of the zone and hit a ball, but Monasterio batting in the 7-hole, I kind of would like to see him a little higher up. I like Weimer in the 9-hole just because, I guess he feels comfortable there. Bryce Terang starting to heat up, but when you have three rookies batting 7, 8, 9, you're almost like, you know, I don't know. You could, if they're one of them's hot, you can move them. You don't have to have rookies doing 7, 8, 9. That seems like something from the 70s.
And you know, baseball is a crazy, crazy game because it's so long and you play so many games over the course of, say, 6 months. A guy that was red hot early and was doing everything, and Owen Miller now optioned to AAA. How quickly a season can change for somebody.
Well, yeah, he was red hot in May and then, or June, I think, and then July just didn't go well, and his time started getting peeled back more. But here's what's really tough about the thing, you know. And Council's been giving a lot of grace to some of the guys to figure it out, and then it's like the time limit's up, and then boom, here's a change. And you want the person for the change to make a difference. And, you know, Monasterio getting to play for Brian Anderson, he made the difference. He was making the plays in the field. He was crushing the ball at the plate, getting guys in, on base. Owen Miller just kind of got pushed to the side, especially when the trade came, and here comes Carlos Santana. And it's tough because he's a good player. And do you think you'll see Owen Miller again this season? Yes, absolutely they will. I think they're going to need him down the stretch, because what we've seen is guys get streaky and then they're not, you know, then that kind of ends. So you need the next guy to kind of step in and fill in. But good for the Brewers. Every time they have a guy that steps in and fills in, they do a fantastic job.
You know, it's interesting because you have Brian Anderson on a rehab outing now, and then he's going to be back, providing there's no setbacks, I guess. And then what? What happens then? Because, like you said, Willy Adames struggled in July. Struggled in June, I believe, as well. Still struggling, but he's got him up in the 4 or 5 hole consistently. But if Monasterio's still hitting, and if he believes Brian Anderson belongs in that lineup, is there a chance Terang ends up going over to shortstop, or is Terang the odd guy out and Monasterio goes to second?
These are all great questions I have no answers for.
Well, come on, Tim Dillon. I thought you knew all this stuff.
Yeah, no, and it's tough too. This is a tough moment, you know, to be a manager. You have to put a winning team out there, and you look around and you have a bunch of guys. Now, Brian Anderson is fantastic at third base. If he played third base every single day, I mean, I know that Nolan Arenado is always going to win Gold Glove wherever he goes, but Brian Anderson is that good. He is. He is a natural third baseman. He actually did good in right field, has outfield assists as well, but at third base, it's almost magical over there. He's the Houdini of the hot corner. His bat was there in April, and then it kind of has just been hit or miss. So if he's hitting, yes, he'll be out there. They'll find a place for him. If you're hitting, they don't care who you are. If you're going to hit, they'll find a place. So if you look around and you're thinking, okay, well, where are the moves going to happen? Is it going to be Adames? No, he's their guy, and he's playing elite shortstop. And Bryce Terang, here's what you can't have. You can't have 5 guys in the field that are playing elite defense but not hitting.
Right.
But Bryce Terang has been looking really good. On the road trip, he's starting to get the ball to land in front of left fielders. He's getting his hits, ground balls up the middle. That's where he needs. That's his game. That's what it should be. And I think he's getting better at it. I mean, you've seen the signs. His at-bats are getting better. His walks, he's stealing bases, and his defense is outstanding. So that's what he's the best second. He's probably the best second baseman in the league. Just natural ability, watching him play. So when you start surrounding, you know, a pitcher with this kind of defense, it makes the pitching that much better, makes the team that much better. So, like I said, if you can hit, you're going to play, but I would have Bryce Terang. I don't care what Bryce Terang does. He's going to play second base for me.
The rotation gets so much better now with Miley back, and now you're about to get Brandon Woodruff back as well. Who do you think ends up being the odd guy out here, Colin Ray or Adrian Houser?
I don't know. I think it's a big start for Houser tonight. I don't know when you post this stuff, so I don't know.
It's fine. Tonight is Thursday. It's Thursday. Thursday, yes.
It's Thursday. Yeah, well, I finished up the game in Milwaukee and flew home. I just told you I had the exterminator here, so I talked to him about baseball. He's a Cubs fan, so I told him to leave.
Going to exterminate you, buddy. That's what's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know who the odd man out's going to be. I know Houser's had exceptional success being in the bullpen, so that plays. I don't think Colin Ray has the bullpen type stuff. I think he's proven himself in the starting rotation. But at the same time, Woodruff is going to be in that starting rotation. If Miley's healthy, he will be there. Of course, Burns and Peralta. So there is going to be some decision making, and then it points to, okay, is it a 6-man? Is it 5-man? But I love Houser as a starter. I feel like he is always like one pitch, one inning away from something pretty special. And I'll die on that hill because he's a sinker baller. He's been a sinker baller through, you know, the start of his career to now. I think he's gotten even better as it goes on. He just needs something to go his way a lot of times. And I think the defense and the restrictions on the shift are helping him. But he is awesome in the bullpen, and I think he'd be better than Colin Ray in the bullpen. So I don't know. Like I said, I think it's going to be a big start for him. Hopefully they can just mow through the Pirates and get back on track. But it starts with Hauser.
We knew they were going to get bats, the Brewers. We have been discussing that forever. Everybody saw that one coming. But they add a pitcher, too, in Chaffin, who I've always liked, going back to his time with the Chicago Cubs, and gives you another lefty in that bullpen, which I think is needed for those Brewers bullpen as they make the stretch run here.
Yeah, absolutely. Chaffin's legit, too. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, just some guy that they just happen to find. He's been proven. He's been good for a while. Great pickup by the Brewers. They're not the only one either. You look at what the Reds did. They've had Alex Young, their lone lefty in the bullpen, for the whole season. And now they're looking to try to make playoffs. Well, guess what? What do? They go get Mole, left-handed pitcher, put him in the bullpen. Because you need that. You need to have that option down in the bullpen. And Hobie Milner doesn't have to just face lefties. He could face anybody. So really what they're doing is going, okay, well, we're going to get this guy. And Chaffin is not necessarily great against lefties this year. His splits are different. But at the same time, if he has to get a lefty out, he can. But he's also good against righty. So, yes, the bullpen got better. I think he joins the team tonight. And he's a very easy clubhouse guy. He's got a great reputation, great name in the game. And we saw what he did to the Brewers when he was with the Cubs. My goodness. And his stuff plays. It doesn't matter where he's at. His stuff is good. I compared him the other day to, like, the left-handed Pyops.
Yeah.
Like, efficient. Here's my stuff. Good luck if you can hit it, but I'm going to come right at you. I'm not going to walk you if I don't have to. But when you're in high leverage situations, you got to be careful. And he knows that. He's a veteran. So the way he navigates each inning and his awareness, it's really good. Great pickup for the Brewers.
It's all about the mustache, really, at the end of the day. He reminds me of the walrus, Craig Stadler, the old PGA golfer back in the day, if you remember who that is.
Now, the old Doug Jones, man.
Another one.
You know, Cleveland card, yeah, of him. Like that. That's what it is. And you don't have that kind of makeup if you're not good and confident in your ability. And it's intimidating. You have a guy up there that's like, I'm going to throw this for a strike if you can hit it. And that's what he plays off of. So I think he'll fit right in. I can't wait to see him out there in a Brewers uniform.
Other one that happened trade-wise was moving on from Luis Urias. He goes to the Boston Red Sox. I guess I was kind of surprised by that a little bit, but as we just talked about the MLB roster, he's kind of blocked at this point with everything else they got going on up here.
Well, he had injuries last year, but then, you know, at Wrigley to start the season this year gets hurt, it just paved the way for everybody else, right? Like, yep. once that set the tone for Bryce Terang and, of course, you know, Brian Anderson when he was at third, but then here comes Owen Miller, and that was just unfortunate for him. But I think it all turns around now that he's able to get with another team, a team that actually needs, you know, the positions that he plays and what he can offer. You knew it was going to come around. You knew his bat was going to turn around, but he just needed more at-bats. He was behind. You know, that's the whole point of spring training. You start logging your at-bats, and then, you know, usually it's a very slow process through April, and you start heating up when things heat up because you have all of those at-bats under your belt. I think it was just, you know, time. Luis Urias just needed time. So now he has that in Boston. I think he'll do fine. Plus, he gets to play against his brother and see his brother a lot in the coming season.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, he is Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard, of course, part of Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Tim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Sparky.